I don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide, baby.
Don't give a piss about nothing but Tide.
Blitz, Bama, Blitz, baby.
Blitz, Bama, Blitz. I love America and I love the Tide, baby. And I love Will and the Death.
That's right. I
don't
love
give a piss about piss but the Tide.
Tide, go get him. Tide, go take him down.
Now we're officially live. Holy shit. Tech girl, where you at?
Did we record that whole, the whole?
On camera, yeah.
Bet.
But we don't have it on audio because
Isn't this thing an audio thing?
It is, but it doesn't pick up great audio.
Oh, it doesn't.
Not like this. Yeah. So, what's up, everybody? We're back with a Roughnecks roundtable. This is roundtable number two. And I have to write down the start time to remember where we're at because I will forget. I guess it's close to me now. 7:53. But Roughnecks Roundtable number two. And if you guys don't remember how these work, it's me, Dante, and Reno, which I feel like now I need a whiskey. So I'm just going to cut off for you for a second and let you guys talk.
All right. Well, what's up? What's up? What's up? We are here for number two. Not sure what we have planned to talk about today, but...
Oh, Cole does.
Oh, Cole does.
Oh, man. Oh, I forgot about that. Shoot. It's been so long since we started playing him.
But yeah,
oh, we're here.
We made it.
Man. Sorry, guys. I had to cancel like four times on you.
Dude, life.
Shit just got weird. What is it? Man,
tempting,
yeah. I didn't take not much convincing there.
You can start.
Oh,
it's April Fool's.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a drink on April? In April? No.
No. don't remember that.
They don't need to know it was on April Fool's Day. There you go. Oh, you got the official ice cubes.
They were like $9, so I said, fuck it, and bought them.
$9?
Nah, you have the official ice cubes, too. The little dime, or what are they, the little, like, it looked like dice. They have your initials in them?
Yeah, they're, hold on, I'll get on there in a second.
Maybe we should just cut this whole part out and start over. Let's get some drinks in hand.
All right, we'll reset after a sip.
Yeah, a little kickback.
Yep.
Roughnecks mug here.
Dang. Where did you get that Buffalo Trace from, though? Oh, okay.
What do you want, Rena?
What?
Buffalo Trace, these little Hiddens, and then this is Russell's.
Or do you want I'll do Buffalo Trace. That sounds good.
I need to get a bar cart, man. I'm slacking at the house.
Tell me when this is whoever's.
Just line it up with yours.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, that's a different shape, but I think that's even.
Okay.
It's hard to tell with different cups.
Yeah.
You gotta look at the ice cube. Well, I guess they're different. No.
Thanks, sir. Yep.
Oh boy. All right.
I knew you were gonna look at them. That was not intentional. I don't even know what it is, or I did. It has to do something with a drink, but yeah.
Whoa! Welcome.
That was planned, huh?
Yeah. But yeah, it's a little harsher than the Russell. Like so, when I got the Buffalo Trace, I got all three out that night and was like, I'm trying all three of them, like right after one another. Like did like my own little taste testing, and like my opinion, Buffalo Trace is the best tasting, but it's just got like a little bit of a, it's more of like a shot sometimes, and it's like a little harsher. The Russell's is the smoothest And Basil Hayden's, when I originally got it, I was like, damn, this shit is really hard, like really rough. And because it was when I was first starting into the bourbon trail. And now I'm like, wow, this is cheap. I can tell a difference now. That means I drank too much bourbon.
The Buffalo Trace is more expensive, clear, obviously.
Yeah, it's not too bad, though. I forget
it's
how much
like
it was.
$45.
Yeah, it's really not that
really
bad.
Really not that bad either.
But you can't find it anywhere here in Ohio. I got it in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I can't even get it like at most bars.
Yeah,
that I try to go to, or that I go to, or even restaurants.
But yeah, no. So this ice cube maker was $9, but it was three of them. There's square ones, there's the circle ones, and there's diamonds.
Oh, fancy.
But yeah. Yeah, been a wild past 20 minutes trying to get everything situated.
Now we're here. We're good.
We're here, yeah.
All right. Cut, take two.
So, do we want to talk about the push-up challenge? Because it'll be starting, I think, the day after, roughly, this releases.
Oh.
So, because we haven't really decided how we're going to do it. I just kind of said, since you emailed you guys, kind of an idea of what I was thinking.
Dude, I'm down.
So I don't know. How do we want to do it? Because, the push-up challenge, it's in quotes called the Roughneck push-up challenge, but it's really Reno's push-up challenge that he came up with that I'm expanding, just like getting out there more. Reno, you want to explain what it is?
Yes. So it's called the push-up massacre.
And
so,
it is exactly what it sounds like.
It's a legit massacre. So your number, usually I tell people pick a number between 50 and 100 to start. If you want to start lower, like if you know you can do a lot of push-ups, go more towards 100. If you can't do that many push-ups, go more towards 50. But you have, say your number is 75. You have to do 75 total push-ups. So total push-ups. First variation is a decline, so your feet are up on a bench, and you crank out as many of them as you can. And so you get like 20. Then as soon as you go to failure, you stop and you start doing normal push-ups, and same thing, as many as you can till failure, and then you go right into knee push-ups. So your knees until failure, and like between failure sets, you're not taking a break. You go right into the next variation. So decline I do 20, then normal I do 10, and then knee push-ups I do 5. Like at that point I'm barely there,
right?
So then after you get off your knees, you have to go to a incline push-up. So your hands are on the bench, your feet are on the ground. And then from there, you go to a knee incline push-up. Same principle, as many as you can at each one until you reach your number. So you might not go through every single variation to get to your number, but like that's the total amount you need to get. So I need to get 75 push-ups somehow in those different variations, but I can't go back to one. I can't skip one. I have to go through that progression. By the end of it, you're just toasted.
I will say that when you get to like the knee push-ups, you're like, oh, sweet. Like maybe a little break. I can crank them out here. You get to those knee push-ups and you're already so done that like you're like, 3, 4. It is terrible.
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard.
But we're going to do a little challenge with it. Should we do a challenge to see who can get the most?
There's got to be a time limit then.
That's fair.
I'd say we start with like,
or should we do
we should do a time limit. So the number is 100, and whoever can get to 100 push-ups
the quickest
wins.
This will be on Instagram. Yeah, so here we go. Yeah, so we'll have it on Instagram. Me, Dante, and Reno will all do it. Dante, you got to do it. I'll be doing it at the end of my chest workout, too.
Yeah, so. You have to do it at at the end of your workout.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it fresh.
Yeah, just
right and early.
Warm up just for the push for the massacre.
Yeah. So I'll have all the details out there. We'll figure out all the details. But essentially, it'll be you have to get to 100 as quick as you can. Should we say that they have to hit all variations or just?
No, just 100.
Okay.
But they got to be legit push-ups.
And you have to go in that order, though. You have to start with the decline. You can't just like do normal push-ups for 100. Like you have to start with the decline and work your way through. Okay.
And there's no rest between variations.
Yes.
Until you get to the last one.
We will have to judge these clips that get submitted to make sure that they're legitimate.
Full push-ups.
Wow.
And okay. I guarantee there's nobody who can do 100 straight. Especially if you go to failure and then go right into the next variation and right into the next variation. Yeah. There's no way you could get it in one try.
Yeah, it might take might take me 3 hours.
My numbers that
like
I
you're
was
gonna have
at,
to rest.
Now that I'm looking, I didn't know you were supposed to go to 100, and I was just doing as many as possible. And I think I was probably getting closer to that 50 range probably. I don't know exactly what I was at because I can't remember. I think I might have my last one wrote down. We'll it was not a good one because my shoulder was not feeling good.
Also, you were trying to, you were just going to failure in every.
Yeah,
and
I wasn't even getting close to 100. I can tell you that much.
Oh.
All right, so I did 25 decline, 8 normal, 8 knee, 3 incline, 17 incline knee. So that's what probably closer to that's over 50.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I think so.
So you have 50 more to go after that.
Yeah, so I'd probably have to go like 4 rounds by the time it's all said and done. God, that sucks. Ah.
It's fun. Well, dude, I can crush out push-ups because I just have massive triceps from pushing people my entire life.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, push-ups, like, pushing things is my strong suit. If I'm pushing it overhead, nah, count me out. Dude.
But, Roughnecks Roundtable number 2. We got an interesting topic this time that we forgot about and now we're bringing back. But... aliens, and we're going to definitely expand on this more. But Reno, what do you got for us here? Because this was your idea.
I mean, let's just cut the bullshit. Like, come on, people talk about this topic all the time, and there comes a point where, like, they're here.
Oh, yeah.
They know we're here, and I think we know that they are here.
Yeah.
I think we know that.
Area 51, or is that what it's called?
Yeah.
What, the top secret thing? Yeah.
Where a lot of people think that they have aliens there.
Yeah, Area 51.
Which, in my opinion, I think if we captured some aliens, them motherfuckers would be like, hell no, and they'd come back and take them motherfuckers real quick.
Yeah. Unless they died.
That's true.
But also, like, isn't Area 51, like, underground? Like, it's an underground, like,
I'm sure there's like hangars and underground stuff.
Yeah,
like,
if we did have aliens, they'd have to be there.
You guys heard the story, like, Bob Lazar, right?
Yeah,
you heard that whole story?
I can't say I have.
He's a guy, he supposedly worked at sector something in Area 51, and he worked on back engineering like a spacecraft. So they had like a recovered spacecraft, and he was like a super smart, like, engineer type dude. So they brought him in all through these clearance things, and he had to try to back engineer this like kind of element or this like power source, and that was his job at Area 51, was to try to back engineer it so we can use it. Yeah, well, it was on and they knew that was the power source, but they didn't know like how to access it or turn it on, turn it off, like control it, I think, something like that. Anyway, he had to back engineer it. And then he ended up getting canned and went to the public and told everybody about it. And they verified everything that he was saying.
Oh, shit.
It was crazy. You should listen to that episode on Joe Rogan.
Anytime I listen to Rogan get into freaking that alien stuff, I'm like, God, dude, you're driving me nuts.
It's crazy. But, like, I mean, they're here.
I guess I could see that they're here. Do you think they're, like, undercover, like you, do we pass by them every day and don't even know it?
Bad.
You're good.
No, so I don't see that. That's where I think conspiracy gets a little too far. Like, I don't think there's like those
morphing,
the morphing people or the scaled people.
I don't think they look like what we
the rep, what did it say?
The reptile, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I think that's come on, that's foolery
right
there.
They look like the big headed freaking whatchamacallits either. I think they kind of look similar to us, maybe not exactly like us, but I
don't know. Maybe. I mean, you gotta think, you gotta live on a planet that's like identical to us to look like us.
That's true.
Because if there's different,
we look like the environment, like damn.
Because like if the environment was full of like, I don't know, some crazy chemical, and like instead of having skin, they have like shields or some shit. Like they look like rhinos. They got like turtle shells.
Do you think
like Ninja Turtles?
Because if there are aliens, right, they're gonna be. To get here, to know we're here, they have to be literally so much more advanced than us.
Yeah.
So do you think that we could be like an experiment for them?
That's what I was thinking too. Are we like ants? Like where we're like, I don't, like we're just so small, but they're just studying us.
Like tsunamis, well, they're just dropping water on the ant mound type shit.
With a dropper.
Yeah.
Well, I
used to do that, but full circle moment right there.
You are the ant.
Yeah.
Well, think about it this way. If we discovered a planet that had these like primitive like creatures on it and like we saw signs of intelligence, wouldn't we like give it shit to like grow and learn and, you know, maybe modify one or two of them?
And shit. Like they want to be able to live on Mars, so they're trying to figure out like things out. And once we, if we get on Mars, I guarantee you, they're gonna try and make it to where like you can live and make it a livable space.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about like changing the atmosphere at Mars. That's like true. They land and they like shoot shit up into the clouds and it like
what?
Damn.
And it like changes the atmosphere or like covers. I don't know, man. Like something like that. They're trying to do something with the atmosphere.
But do you think we would actually, if we did find a planet with primitive creatures, you think we'd give them shit? I feel like, I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, look what we do. Look what we do to Ukraine. Ants. Look what you're doing to ants. Why wouldn't we do that to?
I wasn't giving them shit though. I was like destroying their mound,
dude. But what if you could? What if you had the ability to be like, you know what? I'm gonna just inject this ant with some mutated shit and watch it just.
So it can talk to me and just hit it.
Like, what if,
like, instead of looking at these monkeys, you know what? Like, let's give it some tools and like shoot it up with some stuff, make its brain bigger and see what happens. Oh my god, they turned into humans.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. As an experiment, though,
there's multiple of them, and like there's just that one asshole that comes along, and that's when we have tsunamis. It's the fucking asshole with the dropper, like, ha, fuck you guys.
Okay, yeah. Damn.
And sometimes they like fuck it up, you know, and that's where, you know, you get crazy people.
Yeah.
Like, we fucked it. We messed up that one. It's like mice, do an experiment on mice.
Yeah.
Sometimes then they don't have to live.
That is true. Damn.
That's deep. All right. Sorry. That,
we
got a little deep.
But like, we definitely would. We would, it would be like in a science experiment, or we would like give them tools to see how they use those tools and shit.
Well, and then we got so smart that like we made nukes and shit. Then once we started bombing them off, they all come around and be like, yo, they're about to blow up like our our experiment here. We can't let them do that. That's why all these sightings are now around like nuclear sites and shit.
Bro, I've thought about that though. Like if it did come to a point where like shit hit the fan and everyone's just nuking each other, like do you think they'd come down and be like, yo?
They just like snap their fingers
here,
and like
I'm gonna go
ends
off
the
of
nukes.
This. Because think about the pyramids. I'm going to the pyramids thing. And it is weird with the pyramids because think about it. Those things are like nearly perfect.
Yeah.
Perfectly built. And you would have to have advanced technology to build those.
1,000%.
There's no way in hell you're telling me they had however many people drag those blocks up a freaking ramp and place them near perfect.
Have you seen how big some of the blocks are? That shit's not, yeah.
Dude, and the the blocks are from thousands of miles away. Right. It's not like these blocks were just laying around the city.
And also,
they were from miles away, and they dragged them there.
People were talking like, well, why don't the pyramids settle? Well, they cleared the sand away to, they're set on limestone, like how I do like a patio, and it's to make it more sturdy, and that's why you set things on limestone, but that's why they don't settle. So how do you clear that much sand away? Because they do go down into the ground a little bit. So how, what are you digging for a freaking 10 years?
Or the sand wasn't there because the Sahara Desert used to be like a big old rainforest.
Supposedly, some things I've been reading about it is that the sand was there and they cleared it away.
Ugh, what?
Yeah. So, like, that's what's strange about it. And they all face, like, north. Not all of them, but
most of them. It's not like it's not windy either. Like, it's just going to blow right back.
So, and, you know, kind of going off that, did shit hit the fan and they all just dipped out and left, like, the pyramid? Like, some things were just left here before they got destroyed.
Well, I've seen some shit about the pyramids where, like, isn't the top copper or some shit? The top of each pyramid? Yeah. And then, I saw some, like, it could have been, like, an energy source. Of some sort, like magnetic energy,
dude.
Because they're all like perfectly. It's like, is it like a square or like how
they're
are they?
A square, yeah.
Yeah, they're all
they're
lined
within
up
within like inches of being perfect.
Well, like, right, exactly. Like, how do you build that with such precision?
People can't manpower today.
Right.
Like, how long would that take to build? Literally today.
Yeah,
that would take years.
I mean, look at
you
Intel.
You know what I mean?
Intel that they're building now. I guarantee you that building will not be perfectly square. Guarantee it.
No, no way.
And that is billions of dollars going into that. So it's, you know, it's going to be, they got to have it real good and right. everything's got to be nice, but like, it's not going to be perfect. But dude, yet the pyramids, well, when they didn't have advanced technology, supposedly, are damn near perfect.
You want to know something else that's crazy about the pyramids? So if you take the, I forget what it is, like the measurements of the pyramid. I don't know if it's like the width of it or like the whole like circumference of it. It is the exact measurement of the equator on the Earth.
For real?
Yeah. Look it up.
I believe that's freaking weird. That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense, yeah, but it's true.
How because would if they didn't that? Have advanced technology, you that. Can't right. know that.
Yeah, not at all.
There ain't no way. There was probably one guy. Yeah, he walked around the freaking...
Like,
no, he didn't.
Like, that's the only case that I can literally say they were not man-made.
Yeah.
There's no way. That much precision, that much stone...
Yeah, they couldn't measure...
That
they,
much accuracy.
There was no measurements or anything. It's literally just had to be...
Some, I mean, how smart were they? Like, if they really did build it,
the perimeter.
Oh, so what if that was like some, like obviously a previous civilization, right? But mm-hmm. that's the only thing left standing from like the aftermath.
Yeah, like they were before the Egyptians type thing. I'm talking like maybe the Egyptians didn't even build it.
Right.
They just renovated it.
Right. Yeah. And claimed it.
Yeah. It was there long before them.
What? The Great Pyramids of Egypt now stand a full 3 miles south of the spot where they were originally built.
What? Continental shift or something?
That's how much it's shifted in the last 4,500 years. The circumference of the pyramids... is 40,075 kilometers. Now, how long? What did you say it was?
It's like the circumference of the Earth, something like that.
Be crazy.
It usually look up like pyramids. Like size of like equator.
Circumference is way up. It is 40,075. The distance all the way around the equator.
So it's confirmed?
The exact same.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense. It
doesn't make sense at all.
That doesn't make any sense.
No way, it's just a coincidence either. I'm sick of saying shit's a coincidence.
That's what I'm saying. Let's cut
there's
the
too
shit
many
here.
Coincidences. Yeah. Like that, at some that's point, too it's many. Just like, if there's one, it's like, yeah, that's weird. But then you go down another one and another one and another one, and it's like, when does it stop?
That's like, why, I don't know. Like, I feel like I can't get like in too far with history, but like sometimes some of the like the deep history stuff really intrigues me.
It really does. Just, have you seen this shit with the solar eclipse too?
Oh, man. The eclipse is nuts.
Well, have you seen this video that's going around about the cities it's passing over?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With the biblical...
Oh, no.
Oh, you haven't seen this. This is interesting, and it made me stop when I was listening to it. Yeah. Probably take your headphones off to hear it. But...
There was an eclipse that took place 7 years ago. Went right across America. There's another eclipse coming right across America. It'll make a perfect cross on the center of the nation.
God made the first sign go through seven cities named Salem on August 21st, 2017.
The word Salem, according to the Bible, is peace. So God is saying seven times he offered peace. The next eclipse is coming. It goes through several cities here, particularly Nineveh. Nineveh, 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 Nineveh. So first we have seven cities called Salem, and now seven cities called Nineveh. Seven and seven. Seven cities called Salem, seven cities called Nineveh, and 7 years apart. Right in the center of the cross is a city called Rapture. What is God's message? He's coming very, very soon.
But it's like, I'm not a very religious person, but it's like,
what if?
So
then what does that mean? God's coming?
Is it God or is it the aliens?
Amen.
Or are they one and the same?
Dude, could be.
Are they, yeah?
Could be. You know what freaks, like, the people who, like, when they're little, they, like, remember themselves being in, like, wars and shit?
Yeah, that shit is creepy. Super creepy.
It's like, what? How does that work?
Like, little kids saying something, like, remembering something, or just, like, telling stories that, obviously, little kids should not be able to remember. Yeah. Shit like that, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Dude, there's so many weird things that happen. And, like, it's hard to believe that we are the only civilization.
Yeah, man, there's no way. There is no way.
And, like, the thing I kind of go back to, too, is, like, how did it take so long to make such advancements? Like, in the world. Like, think about technology. Like, how did it take so long for people to figure it out? Like, when we had, like, when you really go back all the way.
Like, to, like...
Because
caveman to swords.
I mean, look at the advancements we make every day now today, and like they are light years above. Now I know it comes with the advancements that have came, but we're light years above where they were when cavemen, and like
in a much faster rate.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Is it because like to us that's a quick jump from like I don't know like the first Microsoft to where we are now with that shit on our phones. A matter of what, 15, 20 years? And then, well, yeah.
But like,
yeah, I don't know. Like,
here's what's
how's
weird
the
to
caveman?
Think about is like, we're all older than Google.
Yeah.
Google was 1999.
Dang.
So, like, it feels like, we feel like Google was forever ago, but really we're older than, which it was still a long time ago, and retro, you know, and really looking at it, but... I don't know, it kind of confuses me, like, how we make such advancements now of the things, and, like, why did it take so long?
Right.
Because there was way smarter people before us.
That's what I'm saying, like, the jump between, like, 1940, or, like, 1924 to 2024, I feel like was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, how big was the advancement from, like, 1600 to 1700?
Yeah.
I feel like, kind of what you said, it has to come with the technology of being able to advance that fast and more people.
Yeah, that's also
true.
You
travel faster,
mm-hmm.
get places quicker. Yeah,
like
I see what you're saying.
I mean, I feel like, I mean, I guess there's not probably a correct answer, but it has to be that, though.
I mean, that definitely helps. There was probably that one drunk guy at the bar, like, I got this idea. It's a car. Screw them horses. Let's get a motorized horse.
You see that wheel? What if we just, like, put something on it and just did it that
way?
There's
probably so many people that came up with stuff like that, and they're like, you're drunk. Shut up.
Honestly, though. I mean, just I feel like I've had some good ideas sometimes.
That's true. I mean, we always come up with things. I don't know.
Man, that's the
build. The hardest part about an idea is like the execution of how you're going
to
like
well, you
build
have to be
it
able to
or
fund
like
it
yeah, exactly. Like I feel like I've had some $1 million ideas, but like
dude, that's it. That's the way to wealth right there. Inventing something.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Dude. Getting a patent, having it bought off you even if you like if you don't want to run with the whole business thing.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. $1 million.
But dude, like that's $1 billion. Like what do you do every single day? What does everybody do every single day? And how can you make that easier?
Mm-hmm.
That's the your
There's
billion dollar invention.
That's what they said. That they don't have a job. Like that's just what they do.
I mean, to be honest, you just need to build a prototype, and they'll probably change it. Like you don't. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
It just has to be there enough to like. Oh yeah, here's money.
Yeah. Genius, or like just creating something really small that goes on everything.
Like the freaking chips. For cars and
yeah.
stuff like you remember when I mean it, supposedly isn't that partially what Intel's gonna be is like the chips and
oh yeah
stuff.
That's like all they're gonna do
so like that kind of stuff like whoever came up with that where it's like in many things like my mom I forget exactly what she does but I know she works at a place that builds these things and like it's with the chips like they have to wait on chips and it's like it's all the same chips that like cars have. Because I think they build, you're like, electrical panels to go in your house that read your meter readings and everything. I think that's what they build.
Interesting.
But those chips.
You got to have one, right?
Yeah.
Someone's got to make them.
Yeah.
Nowadays, they don't even have to freaking. Remember when they used to have to come to your house and like read your meter? Now they're like, yep, you use this much.
Literally just send it to you.
Yeah. Which sometimes you got to check that, to be honest. Have you ever had it to where it's wrong? Like you get an electric bill and you're like, what the hell?
I say that every month, dude.
Just like, then you remember like, you have kids.
How is that possible? So yeah. I walk around every day just shutting lights off, turning fans off.
I bet.
Like, Jesus.
So my parents, the barn's on a separate meter than the house. Mm. And like the one month, it was like $300. And it was like when we weren't using the barn at all. It was like one of the winter months. And my dad's like, it was normally like $50, like the minimum, because it doesn't actually ever get to it. And he's like, yeah, that's not right. And my mom had to call and fight them. And they're like, well, that's what the meter said. And they're like, did you guys send a guy out? No, we got it, you know, electron or computer, like from our computer. And it's like, well, you might want to come look at it because I guarantee you it's wrong. Because my mom was asking me, like, do you leave lights on? And I was like, no.
Would one light in the barn for a month
still
be? It wouldn't be $300.
Like 12-volt thing.
I was about to say, there's no way.
You can leave it on for a month. I mean, there, you got to think. You probably always have some light kind of on in your house at all times.
Yeah.
Typically.
Yeah. I mean, I never have, like, the house is never completely dark. There's usually something.
Whether it's a hallway light or a kitchen, like a, you know, a little something. And something's always plugged in. TV. Like, there's always
Charger.
Something. Using electricity, so like you're constantly using it. But I mean, our electric bill's usually not even like it's like $100. So
damn, we're so lucky.
Sometimes it's, you know, it ranges, it ranges. But I don't know.
Yeah. So we went from aliens to electric bills.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
So we're in agreement. There's a civilization somewhere else.
I mean, it'd be naive not to think there is.
Are they way more advanced than us?
Yeah, they gotta be.
I agree.
But there could be another one that's still in the primitive.
Yeah, does it keep
going? Yeah, you never
know.
Because
how big is the universe?
Isn't it supposed to be infinite?
Infinitely? I don't know. There's some things that are showing there's like a dust now.
At the edge?
And that's like where the boom happened.
Is the universe flat?
The big bang. I called it the boom. The bang.
The big bang.
Oh, shit.
The big boom happened. I don't know, man. I get way too deep in some of this stuff. I'm like, I can't crawl my way out.
Do you want to go to space?
No. God, no.
He doesn't even like to fly. You really think he's going to go in a spaceship?
Shit. You never know.
Dude, the older I get, I was literally just thinking about this yesterday. I was like, the older I get, the more I'm scared of, like, crazy shit. I'll choose life. Even if there's like I start getting less risky.
Okay. Okay.
If that makes sense.
I mean.
Or you can get Buffalo Trace again.
Nah, I'm not going to. You can only get that.
Oh, fuck. I don't give a shit. I'll get it eventually. I go to Pennsylvania. Or not Pennsylvania. I got that in Indiana. I go to Indiana every year, so. Actually,
yeah,
I went
dude,
twice
I'm not
this year.
No.
Do you want more? Nah, I'm good. Yeah, I just don't do risky stuff anymore.
You know, driving your car is risky.
Oh, yeah. See, I'll do that because I'm in control.
Yeah, fair.
Not always, though.
I don't know. I'm an aggressive driver.
I feel like that's the way to be, man.
You have to be an aggressive driver.
Dude, you want to know one of the best tricks? I mean, if you need to switch lanes on a highway or something and you're pulling a trailer... My boss taught me this. If you're pulling a trailer and you're trying to get over and, like, there's cars coming... Start wiggling your wheel a little bit because then your trailer starts going too. Everybody like slows down or speeds up and just gets the fuck out of the way and you just move over.
Nice. That is a good idea.
Your exit's coming up.
I would definitely slow down. Like, oh.
Yeah, if I start, I'm like, what the hell?
I swear I've had people do it to me because I'm like, what the hell is this guy doing? And then I'm like, he gets over and I'm like, yeah, I think I know what you were doing there.
Yeah, you got to be an aggressive driver. See, I'm fine with that. I'm in control. Things that I start getting out of my control, I start getting anxious a little bit now.
Yeah.
Like roller coasters. I'm like, man.
You don't like roller coasters?
I love roller coasters, but dude, my legs are so tall. Those things click down one time. They go click. I'm like, all right, well, this is it. Like, I'm like.
You're holding on dear life on that motherfucker.
And it's like they can't come down anymore because my legs are too tall.
So you like the ones that probably strap like
over top. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. compared to the, like just the leg strap one.
The leg strap ones.
Dude, the leg
I'm
strap
dead.
Ones.
I'm dead.
Like the leg strap ones on the ones that go upside down freak me out because I always feel like I'm about to fall out because it's like, what if this thing just decides, you know, not today, we're breaking loose.
Someone's hip flexor, you know, cramps up like they're sliding right out.
Yeah, like I don't like that. I'm always like when they walk away, I'm like, can I get it next click?
I feel like I used to be super scared of shit like that. Now it's just like, I mean,
let's do it.
Yeah, I love roller coasters. Once I get, I don't like the first hill. I'm not a first hill guy. I hate the first hill, but I love the first hill on a roller coaster.
Oh, first hill.
Yeah. Fuck that first hill. Dude, when we're going
you close
up,
your eyes?
No, dude, that's the best hill.
That's the whole point. That's the best part.
I just sit there like this, and I'm like, because you're going up so slow, and I'm just like. And then like the ones that get up to the top and just go.
Just kind of hold
there. And you're like, all right, just come on. Let's get this over with. But like when I'm going upside down and like flying and twisting, I love it. Like the Raptor. That's at Cedar Point, right? The Raptor is my favorite one because I like how much you like twist and turn and go upside down and shit. And you don't have a giant first hill.
They're making another like top thrill dragster.
I've seen that.
It's like a revamped version.
Like, and it goes like backwards too or something.
Yeah. So it's not just like straight up, straight down anymore. Yeah. I think they made it bigger and shit.
Did you see that like Cedar Point and like Six Flags and Kings Island all like combined or something? Like they're all.
What?
I think Six Flags kind of bought them out. So, but like it's, I think it's still going to be like owned by the same people. Kind of like they're still going to be involved, but it's all going to be owned by Six Flags or something.
Isn't that a monopoly?
Yeah,
there's other theme parks around.
Yeah,
but those are just
like
the
Disney.
Biggest ones.
I mean, is Disney really like? I mean, I go. It's definitely an amusement park, but that's more for like little kids, right?
I don't know, man.
There's a lot of
like, there's like big roller coasters at Disney.
Oh yeah, massive ones.
I mean, it's not like Cedar Point. I mean, Cedar Point's one of the best in the world. We're kind of spoiled.
Really?
Like, they have some of the like records for the top thrill was like the fastest. They have some the most turns or most upside down. Like, or they have a bunch of like records.
Right in our backyard. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's we don't even realize how spoiled we are.
There's a lot of cool stuff here in Ohio.
Everyone shits on Ohio, bro. I swear, every time I say like from Ohio, like Ohio,
I
mean, I guess
cool
you can. Yeah,
it's not that bad.
Yeah, I like Ohio. Shit. I mean, I'd like to venture out at some point, but
which is just a little warmer. But you know, there's things to do here.
Yeah,
like Hocking Hills. Like, come on, have you ever been to Hocking Hills? Like,
yeah, I haven't stayed in a cabin there, but like I've done like canoeing and
those trails and the caves and stuff is crazy. You don't even realize that's there until you like walk up. You're like, holy shit, this is like a real thing.
Tallest complete circuit roller coaster, 310 feet. Longest drop on a complete circuit roller coaster, 300 feet. Fastest complete roller coaster, 93 miles an hour. Those are just three of the ones off the top of my head.
Wow.
Dang. Cedar Point.
For real.
And I'm going to find the...
All right, I'm done with the Ohio slander, everyone. If I hear another Ohio slander out of anybody, it's
Ohio,
game on.
Ohio against the world.
Yeah, literally. And the Buckeyes, you don't like the Buckeyes, but the Buckeyes this year.
That's probably why people hate Ohio, because you freaking Buckeye fans.
Dude, what do you want us to do? That's just that's like,
fair. I want I you mean, to stop your cult.
Do people hate Alabama?
People over, yes.
The state. Do people hate the state Alabama?
Well, they do make
because
fun of them because they fuck their cousins or something.
I thought that was West Virginia.
Roll Tide. I don't know what's worse, like a deep West Virginia person or like a deep Alabama person.
Oh, like Roll Tide,
like,
really, bro?
Like Mississippi.
You get a deep Georgia, too, all right? There's some there. I mean, you just start going south, and it just starts getting weird.
Have y'all seen that dude, the Roll Tide Willie dude?
No.
Dude, he's like, I don't give a piss about nothing but the tide, that dude?
No.
Dude. Pull up a video of Roll Tide Willie, bro. Like, this is literally deep Alabama. This is a deep Alabama dude, bro. He doesn't give a damn about nothing but the tide.
I don't know if you get, like, a deep Alabama person. And nothing against deep Alabama people or deep West Virginia people. But if you had to, like, put one here and put one right next to each other.
Find one.
I don't know what would be worse.
Bushlight's back with the fishing cans.
Oh.
They got four new ones, and I'm like, damn it. I collect the can. I have a giant collection of Bushlight, and they're all full of all the different cans
really?
That they've done. I started it when I was in college, I think. So I got like the corn, the Busch Light apple, Busch Light peach. I have five of these so far. The corn, the hunting ones, and all kinds of different ones.
Oh, here we go. Who's it? Roll Tide who? Willie?
Roll Tide Willie. Drewski like found him and he's been making videos with him. You know who Drewski is?
No.
I think you might recognize him from this video, but.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide, baby.
I don't give a piss about nothing but Tide.
Blitz, Bama, Blitz, baby.
Blitz, Bama, Blitz. I love America and I love the Tide, baby. And I love Will and Adele.
Yeah, right. I
don't give a shit about piss but the Tide.
Tide, go get them. Tide, go take them down. 24-17.
I don't give a piss about
nothing. That's almost like I don't give a damn for the whole state of Michigan, but it's escalated.
I don't give a piss about nothing but Tide.
Oh, yeah, I recognize that guy.
Yeah, that's Drewski.
Okay, yeah, I've seen him.
But, that's Roll Tide Willie used to make videos of, like, reviewing different beers and shit. And then he, like, blew up a little bit. And now he's just, like, fucking Alabama
doing everything.
Jeez. Speaking of sports, you guys have been watching any of the March Madness? You're not a big basketball guy, Reno.
Yeah, I'm not that big, but I like March Madness.
March Madness is good. This year's been, I don't think anybody's going to stop UConn in the men's bracket.
Really? I haven't seen them play.
They won their Sweet 16 game by 30.
Wow.
And they went on a 30-0 run.
And the Elite Eight went on a 30-0 run. It was like 53 minutes total time, like including timeouts, halftime, and everything. 53 minutes between Illinois' two score.
What?
Yeah, it was 23.
Is their defense good or they're just ballers like offensively?
Apparently they're really good on defense too.
Jesus.
But to go on a 30-0 run, like a 10-0 run's good, but you go on a 30-0 run, they end up winning by 25.
I have UConn on my bracket, so I'll take it.
I got UConn winning.
I got UConn winning too, I think, in one of them.
I had Houston.
Houston?
It would have been different, I think, if that guy wouldn't – their star wouldn't have got
hurt. Yeah, he got hurt.
But, it freaking – I saw a video that was, like, talking about March Madness and everything, and it was, like, people talking about their brackets, and it's like, yeah, you got the – what underdogs? Yeah, you got to have a 12 versus 5. You always got to have a 12 beating a 5. And, yeah, well, which bracket are you talking about? I got multiple, and it's, like, the stereotypes, and it's, like, that's everybody that does March Madness.
Yeah.
Because Sierra, when it was going through, I was like, me and Sierra literally just got done talking. She's like, I wonder what upsets. I was like, well, usually you can count on a 12 versus 5. So
no one's perfect anymore, but I saw someone was perfect up until like a crazy game, yeah. Which I have no idea.
The Kentucky game.
Probably.
No, it went past that. Oh, there was really? One that went past that.
I just don't understand.
There's
it.
One that went into like day 3.
Because like, how do you guess the crazy things that happen? Like, I know upsets happen, but I just like to be just to actually be perfect random. On multiple upsets is just how
you either research a absolute shit ton, or it's just like you're like, yeah, fuck it, and just pick.
It's all about matchups, I guess, at the end of the day. But like buzzer beaters and shit, how do you predict that? You just can't.
You don't.
Just what is it like 1 in 62? Mill or billion or something like that, yeah. On getting a perfect bracket.
Yeah, I mean, you that's the thing is you got.
It's like you have a better chance hitting the lottery.
I'm gonna start playing the lottery.
Games, 16 games, like you have, yes, 32, 16, 8, 4, 2. So you have 64 different games that you have to get right.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Well, and if you mess up one, it just it completely messes everything up.
Well, my work does a bracket. Like it's sponsored by Berkshire Hathaway, like the Warren Buffett, because
it's your entire company in one bracket.
Yeah, so all of Berkshire Hathaway is in one bracket.
Holy shit!
Because NetJets is owned by Berkshire Hathaway.
Okay,
and so we get to try to win this bracket, and if you get it perfect, you get $1 million every year the rest of your life.
What?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. No shit. It ain't gonna happen.
And the winner of like each company. Or there's like someone who wins, whoever goes the farthest out of all the companies gets $250,000. So somebody every year is getting $250,000.
Hell of a bonus.
And then, then they take the person who went the furthest at each of the Berkshire companies and they give them $2,000.
How are you doing?
Dude, horrible.
Oh, you said you had Houston to win?
Yeah,
oh.
So I'm way up. But a guy in my department won the $2,000. He just got notified today. It was crazy.
Let's go.
Damn.
And our my boss like emailed him directly. It was like, hey, congrats! Like, you go to Vegas or something? Like, joking around with him. And the guy didn't even know what he won. He's like, what did I win? And he's like, $250,000. And the guy started freaking out. He goes, April Fool's, it was only $2,500 or it's
$2,000. Oh, you motherfucker probably already bought a truck or something.
Oh, dude, he was flipping out. I'm talking like he's like hyperventilating like type shit. Like,
I wonder if he emailed your boss back like, today's my last day. Don't get dibbed.
Yeah. Sent a really aggressive email like
$250,000. Peace out. Here's my resignation. See, I don't know if I could quit for that bunch amount of money.
No, I don't think that's really enough to quit your job. Quit your career? Hell no.
At this age, what amount of money would it take for you to be able to quit?
To quit? Just outright quit?
Just, you know.
Give me $50 million.
$50 million? That's a lot of money.
I feel like if I had $5 million and could keep myself living somewhat of the same lifestyle and started investing and doing rental properties or that kind of stuff, I feel like I could quit.
Well, $5 million for sure.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. I think $5 million.
Is probably where I'd go.
Man, I don't know. Someone else can just give you a check for like $2 million.
If you're smart with it, you could turn $2 million into a lot of money.
You gonna go to work tomorrow?
Probably not.
Pay off all my debts, which is like, you know,
$500,000. No,
no. I mean, well, I'm rounding up, and we'll say $100,000 in school debt, $100,000 on the house.
Dude, that's still nothing.
The cars are like not even $10,000.
$2 million.
Are you getting taxed on this $2 million though?
No.
Okay, no taxes. Yeah,
straight $2 million.
I mean, dude, all your debts don't even really put a dent in that. Realistically, it'd put a dent, but
no, that's what I'm looking at. I'm like, it wouldn't even make a dent. And like, if you look at even $1 million, that doesn't even make hardly ever a dent in a million.
What if you buy like a nice house? Like a $500,000 house.
I mean, are you paying it off cash money right there?
I would.
Yeah, I mean, you'd probably have.
Well,
to.
Shit, I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Because if you get $2 million,
maybe.
Here's my financial advisor. Yeah. First off, that's what I'd hire. That'd be the first thing I hired if I was given that money. Is be like, all right, I need a financial advisor to tell me kind of, you know.
I'll be honest, because if I got $2 million right now, I don't think I'd buy like a dream house. Feel like unless it's in a crazy area that I know for a fact I'll get like good return on investment in it. I don't even know if it's worth buying like a. I think rental properties would be the way to go.
I agree.
Or like buying like a rundown house and fixing it up, reselling it.
Oh, the first thing I'm doing is buying. I don't care what type of property. I'm finding the one I want and then I'm building a house.
Yep, I want like 100 acres.
Yeah,
that's
fair. I've started looking at property and it's very impressive.
See, 100 acres might be too much.
To maintain,
to maintain 100 acres, unless it's all like woods,
maybe like 30 acres.
See, that's the thing that I was looking at is like I kind of want. So I've started looking at land and stuff. Like I'm not buying anytime soon, but I'm just like looking around, and I was like, I kind of like these all wooded lots, like just straight woods, because then I can clear out what I want. And then over time, if I want to, you know, clear out more, I can, and just clear out spots. And then leave the rest woods, because like that's kind of like what my sister has. Is, I mean, they got hay fields and stuff, but it's mostly woods. So like the maintenance is like, yeah, you have to go in and clear out some of the trees that fell, which doesn't take that long every year, and like do that. But you really don't have a ton of maintenance in terms of like yard work, because it's just woods.
Yeah, I mean, if it was all grass, that would be horrible.
Oh man,
absolutely horrible.
That's where people are like, I want a really big yard, and it's like, are you mowing that really big yard? Because my brother from his
old
house,
get a really nice mower.
Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely buying a zero turn. Like the freaking Eagles lineman when he got his pay or his new contract. Did you guys see that?
Oh, he's had probably a really nice mower.
Yeah, they were asking him like, "What are you going to buy now that you got this?" And he's like, "Probably really nice mower." And they were like, "A zero turn?" He's like, "Yeah, zero turn." He just posted the other day, got my zero turn, and he's sitting on it.
Zero turns make mowing fun though, Loki. Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about them is you can't drink a beer while you're mowing.
Why?
You can. Oh, yeah, while you're turning.
Both. Oh, you're right.
But you could set your beer on the side.
Yeah.
I swear this is why my parents will not get a zero turn. That's what they said. They like to drink a beer while they're mowing.
They just have the riding one?
Yeah. And my mom and dad were like, We're like, Mom, like, you guys can mow your yard in half the time. And my parents have a fairly big yard, and it's like, you could mow it in half the time. And they're like, well, we can't drink a beer. And it's like, seriously? This is where we're at. That you don't want to mow with it because it's, okay.
Dude, right. I bought one last year. It's so worth it.
Oh, 100%.
So worth it. Because I had a rider, and then it, like, something happened. Like, some spring blew up. Dude, I don't know anything about mowers. So my one buddy does landscaping. I'm like, dude, do you want this thing? Like, it was, I bought it for like $100 off some dude. So it wasn't like a big thing. I was like, do you want it? He's like, yeah, I'll fix it. He took it, got another one. That one blew out too. I don't know what I'm doing to these damn mowers. So I said, screw it, man. I'm buying a new one and I'm buying a zero turn. Like, I'm done with the maintenance on mowers.
What kind of zero turn did you get?
A Turo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're nice.
Well, yeah. My buddy's like a expert with anything landscaping. He's like an expert with all machinery, everything. And he's like, go to this place. I know the guy. Tell him, like, I said, I sent you. He'll give you a good deal. And then he ended up showing up to the place, talking with the sales guy, just running through all the got the price down for him. I was like, dude, I don't even know what I'm doing here. Like,
they would have probably upcharged the shit out of
you. Oh, yeah. I'm just like, shoot, whatever, man. Like, this guy, he's so serious about everything landscaping. We went into Home Depot one time, and some machine. I don't know what it was. And he's like, no, I want that one right there, because in Home Depot, everything's freaking locked up because people steal shit all the time. Dumb. But he's like, I want that one right there. And the guy grabbed the wrong box. He's like, motherfucker, I'm talking about that one right there. I know what I'm talking about. I'm like, dude, chill out. It's just a little thing. Like,
I'm kind of, if I go to anybody's house that has a patio, I look at it like freaking with critique eyes, and I'm like, I don't like this. Because I remember I was dating some girl, and I went over to like her uncle's house or something. I remember we were on the way back to her house, and her dad was like, what'd you think of his patio? Like, no, and that's what I do for a living. And I was like, didn't look bad. And he's like, you didn't like it. I was like, no, because he installed it himself, and I could just see so many things that were wrong with it. And I'm like, but, I mean, you know what? To each their own. It is what it is. Like, I'm not going to sit there and be like, dude, why'd you do this? That looks stupid. I was just like,
yeah, supposed to do it this way.
Yeah, I was just like, whatever. No, I'll go out and nitpick mine. Like, I don't care. Like, I know there's so many things, because that was the first patio I ever truly installed, like, by myself, essentially. And I wish I could go back, like, knowing what I know now and redo it. But it is what it is. I mean, that's what's nice. Because, like, there's a cut out there that when my boss came over, he goes, you know how to make that cut. I said, I know now. I didn't know when I put it in. And he's like, why don't you replace it? I was like, that's my special touch. And also at the bottom of every one of those posts, when I put the concrete in, I drank a beer and put a Busch Light can down in there.
I might need you to come do a patio.
Oh, fuck, dude. How big a one are you talking?
I don't know. Not that big.
Like, the size of mine or bigger? A little bit bigger, probably?
Probably a little bit bigger. Yeah. Well, like, you know the shed I have deep in my backyard? Uh-huh. I want to expand that, make it like a more like a barn-ish, okay, and then put a patio on the back end.
Yeah, that's easy.
You walk out, and it's a patio, and you're looking out at, like, the cornfield. Be dope.
Oh, okay.
That's, like, my vision.
Yeah.
Put a little fire pit in there or something?
Yeah. Well, I have one. We used to have, like, a little koi fish pond. Like, when we moved in, and it was so gross. Oh, these people did not take care of this pond. And I'm like, number one, that thing is disgusting. And number two, like, one of my kids are going in there for sure. So I filled it. Yeah. I filled it, and it was like a perfect circle. And there were all these rocks everywhere. So I took all the rock, like big rocks. Uh-huh. I took them all out and made like a big circle, like kind of like a wall, like a rock wall around it, and put the center of where my fire pit is. With like pavers that were left underneath our porch. I was like, shoot, I did this all for free.
You know what's crazy is like the amount of people that like pay us really good money to put those type of fire pits in.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I literally found it.
You have rocks in your yard. You could do this yourself. Like,
took me no time.
Yeah. And people like will pay us. Like, and like one of our jobs, it was a 300, not just the fire pit, it was a really big job, but it was like a $350,000 job when it was all said and done on Buckeye Lake. And like, he has that fire pit. Now, also, we ran a gas line to it, and he has an automatic ignition, so he just sparks it.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
All the fire pit is like sweet. What you have. It's just the rocks around it, and he just throws whatever in there and then just has an automatic lighter.
Damn. But dude, still like wood burning, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he burns. Yeah. It just, he has a starter for it. That's okay. All it is.
That's sick.
So he doesn't have to go out there with cardboard and right. a propane torch. Like, come on.
I had like a before and after picture somewhere. That was like my baby. That was my project.
It's so fun, Dante. Are you going to live in like Columbus your whole life? Or are you planning on like kind of getting a house or what are your plans?
My ideal situation would be to have like a house in the city or like a condo of some sort in like the city, and then kind of like a get the hell out of the way place, like a cabin or something like that.
Dude,
like,
I really want to get a cabin.
You know, I mean, I like city life. Like, I like being close to everything, but I think as I grow older, I'm not going to really like it because the traffic is horrible down there. Like, always shit going on. There's not really, like, at my mom's, it's so quiet when you, like, walk outside and it's
like,
nice.
You can just let the dog out.
Right.
But that's our big thing, too, is, like, we look at our dogs and we're like, yeah, we have a fenced-in backyard, but we're like, they need to run, and they mm-hmm. love to run, and they love water and that stuff. So we're like, we really kind of want, like, a big area that they can just, where we can just let them out and not worry yeah. about them barking at 11 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, shit, fuck, shut the fuck up.
No, but yeah, definitely, like, peace and quiet's nice.
It is.
Yeah, like, all right, here you go. So that's the koi fish pond. Look how gross that is. It looks like the grass because it's so green.
Oh, God. Did it have a filter on it or a pumper?
Were there fish still in there?
No. Oh, God, I was about to say, nothing. Golly. Just a bunch of frogs. Then I filled it.
Oh, then, that's sick.
And then turned it into, this is before I planted all the grass. I know nobody can see this, but then all the rocks I just put around the edge.
Like, dude, that's sick. Well, you have a decent amount of land right now. How much land do you have right now?
About an acre.
Okay.
And then it looks out over these giant fields. Like, it's such a beautiful view.
It feels like you
this
have
was the reason
room.
I bought the house was the backyard. The
we house, don't have a house
is tiny,
behind.
Dude. Like, our house is small.
Yeah, I don't know. I love doing like yard work and just
my favorite.
It's so fun and so relaxing. Like, when you get, we just mowed Friday and weed whacked and everything. And like, when we got that done, it was just like, I just want to sit out here and look at it now. Cause it's like, I feel like an old man, but it's just like, it's relaxing. Like, after you get it done, especially. So, don't get me wrong. There's times where I'm like, I really don't want to fucking mow right now, but I do it. And I'm like, ah, that looks better.
I honestly, I mean, I haven't gotten to mow in so long, but if I had the proper like mowing equipment, like a zero turn or a nice mower that like leaves nice like stripes in the yard.
Dude,
I'd fuck
lines
with that.
Are so
yeah, that's what
fucking
that's
nice.
My favorite part about mowing is like making it look like crispy, bro. Diamonds in it, all that. Like, yeah.
Dude, I always used to like when I get done, I'd drive down like the first line and be like looking at all the lines as I drive by and everything. Like when I used to mow the kennel, mm-hmm. I'd pull out the opposite way so I could look at all my lines and I'd be like, fuck, that one's crooked.
No, but yeah, that's the cool part about mowing, I think. Yard work, I guess I really haven't got to experience it. I mean, I've done yard work at my mom's and stuff, but not for my own place.
See, my thing,
it's
too.
Fun. It's fun when it's yours.
Yeah. Right.
Like, when it's yours, you're like, all right.
Oh, I hated
like,
doing it.
Like, let's get creative.
Parents.
Right.
I hated it. I absolutely hated doing it at my parents'. Anytime I had to go out and do stuff, I'm like, God damn it. Now that I'm
mulch.
Here, I'm like, huh, I need to mulch. I need to do this. I need to do this. Like, it's like, yeah, I have all these ideas. And then it's like, oh, shit, this costs money. My other thing, I like gardening. I got that raised bed. Do you garden at all?
I actually just planted three things yesterday. We're growing like tomatoes and hot peppers and mm-hmm. a blueberry bush.
Oh, okay.
That'll come back every year too.
Yeah, I saw something on like Instagram where like you literally take a blueberry, you crush it, and you plant it. And it turns
That's
into
it?
Yeah, and it turns into a blueberry bush. I'm like, no way this is true. So I'm trying it. I'm gonna see if it works. Yeah.
Have you guys seen the pineapple thing?
Yeah. I think it's the same guy.
The pineapple, and then there's another, the avocado. Mm-hmm. You can plant an avocado tree, like with the seed out of an avocado.
Damn. What's the pineapple thing? You just plant a pineapple?
You cut like the top of the pineapple off and just like plant that, then it grows like out of the top of the pineapple. It's like reverse grows.
A lot of stuff. Like I think you have to like put it in water first and let it soak or something.
It grows
then,
like little sprouts.
And then once it does that, you put it in the dirt and it'll expand like it.
Damn.
It's freaking nuts.
Because Liv's all into plants and shit. I don't know
a
lot about
them. I don't know if you could do a pineapple tree in Ohio, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Damn.
I don't know a lot about plants either. I just just kind of figuring it out. It's kind of fun.
I don't either. I just like, so the first year I did a garden, I did buckets, like 5-gallon buckets, and planted the plants in those. Mm-hmm. And did okay. I kind of planted them a little too late, but I got a few things off of it. Last year I built the raised bed and planted a crap ton, and it did better. And I learned a lot. Like each year you just like learn things that you're doing wrong, or like, because like I usually plant my seeds too late. I already have my seeds planted. They're upstairs in the bedroom, and I put them, start them in like solo cups if I'm growing them by seed. And then once they get big enough, I go plant them outside.
That's what we're doing. We got like the yogurt containers, like the big yogurt containers.
Yeah. That's what it, and it's just really, it's nice when I come home after work. I usually like don't even go inside. I just walk through the gate, go out to my garden, and I water all my flowers. I water all the garden and everything when I need to. And it's just like, it's one of those things like you let your mind decompress, because like you're not focused on all this other bull crap and you just kind of just relax.
What do you think your most successful thing that you grew last year was? You did vegetables like tomatoes and all that, right?
Tomatoes was too successful.
Too many tomatoes?
I called my mom and I was like, I have like 50 tomatoes on this plate, but they're not turning red. Like they're not changing at all. And she goes, you need to take a bunch of them off. The problem is they're all stealing nutrients from each other. She's like, you need to have like 10. And I'm like, oh shit. So like I had like a bucket full of fucking tomatoes that were just green that I'm like, it's just getting too much. But yeah, I don't know. It was probably my tomatoes that did the best. My strawberries did well, other than the fact that I'd have one that was like red and then like partially green. And I'd come out the next day and it'd be gone. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, where the fuck does this thing go? And I finally asked Sierra, I was like, are you going out in the garden and eating like the strawberry? Like, I don't care. I'm just, where are they going? Come to find out, I'm looking out the bedroom window, looking at my garden one morning. My dog gets in my garden and eats my strawberries. He literally like climbs up there and you saw him like, and I'm like, you little, because you could see it was like bit off. And I'm like, you little shit. I have to cover it in the winter, like when there's no plants in there, because he'll run over and jump in it. And I'm like, he's going to jump over the fence. Mm-hmm. Like he's just going to jump over the fence one day. And I'm going to be like, oh shit. Because we don't keep their collars on them since they're just in a fenced in backyard.
You think he'd run away? Maybe
he'd run for a little bit and then he'd come back. I feel like he's got out before, like he bolted out the front door a couple times, which he doesn't do anymore when she beat their ass enough. But he ran down in between the fence over here, and you'd be like, come here, Brooks, and then he thinks you're playing, so it's like this game. And one day, like, he ran around the house like 4 times, me chasing. And it's just like, all right, me and Sierra have learned what we do is like we unlock the car and we're like, let's go for a ride. And he jumps in, you're like, haha, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Get back inside.
Gotcha.
And every time he jumps in, but then he won't come to you because he's like, I know what you're doing. Yeah. Let's go for a ride.
Yeah, dogs are the best.
And you're allergic.
I know, kind of. Dogs not so bad. Every other animal, I can't do it. It sucks.
Is any animal with hair?
Yeah, pretty much.
And like especially horses.
It's horses. Horses will kill me.
Hey, that's no a good way. Thing. Yeah, your daughter can never have a horse. It's a win.
Damn. Yeah, those things are expensive.
No, no pony for you, babe. Yeah.
Damn, so like you would like start breaking out or like...
Oh, like my throat closes and everything. Horses Holy are shit. Bad.
So you know can't what? Really go to like...
You can't go to the Hartford Fair or nothing like that?
No. Well, you know, have you ever gone to Medieval Times before?
I've heard of it.
It's like
is it in Columbus?
No, I don't know if there's one in Columbus. But it's popular on like the East Coast, like tourist cities. It's like these old medieval like knights and stuff. Like,
oh, shit. Okay.
Fighting and whatnot. Like, it's a show.
It's almost like a war reenactment type thing. Right.
And they ride all the horses and stuff around. We went in there. I was in there for probably 10 minutes. And like my sister-in-law looked at me. She's like, are you okay? And I was like, no. As I'm holding my daughter, I was like, take her. And I like went to the bathroom. My eyes were bloodshot, like completely red. I'm in there like, oh my God, should I call the ambulance? Should I not? It was bad.
You have like an EpiPen or something?
No.
Oh, shit. So it would
have. I wasn't expecting. I'm in an arena. Like, yeah. I'm not even, like, touching the horses.
Do you have an EpiPen for that, though?
Like, no, I do not.
Oh, shit. Okay. Damn.
You just avoid horses.
Yeah.
So you just have to take a shit ton of Benadryl and just hope for the best. Yeah.
It gets me out of going to like my family's like holiday sometimes. Because they have like cats and stuff. I'll be like, I gotta it's too bad. And every time I come over, I gotta take Benadryl. I'm so tired. You're not gonna enjoy it. So I best not come over.
Perfect though,
but I'm also not kidding either. Like it sucks for me every time we go over there. I'm like, gosh, I can't breathe, or I'm super tired and drowsy.
Can't even enjoy yourself.
Are you bad
yourself?
Over here since we have two cats?
No, honestly, not that bad.
No, it's
like
Sarah
I can feel it a little bit
all the time.
I feel it a little bit, but not. It's when I like pet a cat is when it gets really bad. Like being in the same house isn't like too bad. But
last time we were recording, the cat kept rubbing up against me.
Yeah, right. Like if I were to pick that cat up and start petting it, like,
oh, and
wouldn't
they're
be
shedding
good.
Right now, so you'd be screwed. It's so, like you'd be petting them and like tufts would just fall off of them. I watched them. I was down here Sunday doing some stuff. We're sitting right here, and they were over there on that rug, and those cats were going at it. Like it was like at one point, I was like, "Are they okay?" Because like they were tackling each other. There was tufts of hair. Like, the one was, like, going like this, trying to get hair out of its mouth because he was, like, going so hard. I was like, good Lord. And then I have a picture. I think I sent it. It's my streak snap, but I have a picture. They were both sitting at the door just looking out the window beside each other. Like, they were best friends. And it's like, they're literally, well, they are brothers, but they're, like, you know, family brothers. Like, we're going to fight. And then, like, 5 minutes later, it's like.
Be fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
Did I ever tell you my asthma story?
Uh-uh.
So, when I was growing up. The doctors always thought I had asthma because I was wheezing like a lot. Come to find out, it was the freaking cat that we had. I was just allergic to the cat. So I had like an inhaler. Like I was taking like these asthma pills or whatever that were giving me like horrible ear infections
and
for
nothing's
like.
Nothing's working.
Nothing was working. They're like, you're still wheezing. I'm like, let's give you more. And I'm like, and then the cat died. And then all of a sudden, like, I'm better. And they're like, you were allergic to the cat. Like, you don't have asthma. I'm like, oh, great.
Like, thanks.
Yeah. Because, like, all through sports, I'm like, I don't ever get out of breath. Like, it's only when, like, I'm at home.
Right.
Sure enough, it's the freaking cat.
I'm glad I don't have, I mean, I'm not really allergic to anything that I know of, I guess. I could encounter something that just, like, tweaks me out, but.
Yeah, I've never had any time where I've, like, broke out from anything or, I don't know. I guess I've never noticed anything, per se.
Yeah, that's like, I don't have any food allergies or anything. Like, it's just some fur. I don't know. Or it's like the dandruff, I guess, in specific animals is what it is.
I feel like I'd be allergic to something, like, stupid, like porcupines or something.
poisonous things.
You get bit by a snake.
I'm allergic to venom.
Yeah.
It's like, that snake's not venomous. Wait, what?
Yeah, just start breaking out.
Dude, that'd be terrible getting stung or getting like bit by a venomous snake, like, and you're allergic to the venom.
Oh my, yeah, it's probably over.
That's like people allergic to bees.
Yeah. Liv's allergic to bees. She can't even eat honey.
Damn.
What?
That's how allergic to bees she is.
Whoa. Yeah. Never heard of that.
That sucks. Because honey's good. I mean, honey's in a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, she's allergic to all nuts too.
Damn.
Oh man.
Can't even have peanut butter at the house, bro. I haven't had peanut butter in so long. It sucks. I love peanut butter.
It's like you get home butter, from work, she tries to give you a kiss. No, I had a peanut butter.
The next round table will make some peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah, need to, man. Miss them. She has like this sunflower butter, which it doesn't taste like peanut butter, but it's like a substitute.
She couldn't even have almond butter.
No.
Because that's a nut.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Yeah, because, like, even almond butter, it's, like, it's not quite the same as, like, peanut butter.
No, peanut butter's gas.
Peanut butter is literally the OG of, like, all the types of, like, peanut butter type spreads.
Yeah. Dude, I used to just be able to, like, take a spoon, peanut butter jar,
I remember I used to eat it out of a jar. Yeah, like, just fucking just scoop that shit out of a jar.
Just dry mouthing for days.
Yeah.
But just loving it. Just not even caring.
Yeah, not at all.
Sierra used to give me shit because, like, I used to get Nutella. I really like Nutella. It's just too damn expensive. And I used to get it in like bananas, and then I'd fucking literally just take a giant scoop of Nutella and then like take a scoop off the banana and eat it. And she's like, do you want any bit Nutella with that banana? And I'm like, fuck off, all right?
Dude, bananas and peanut butter is gas. Was that our senior year? Every day, Coach Cook would have the Jif peanut butter cups and a banana for us.
We'd have that
at
halftime, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think we had that too. But I remember during camp, like warm up or like workouts too, he'd have one like every morning.
That combo is just
so good.
Absolute
bananas
fire.
I think are good by themselves, but you start adding other things to them. Yeah. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not a giant banana split guy, but a banana split's pretty
good. Yeah, I don't really fuck with banana splits either.
What's the go-to ice cream then?
I like chocolate stuff, dude.
Just regular chocolate?
No, I mean, I'll take like...
See, I'm a vanilla guy.
Like an ice cream cone, maybe a twist, like a little chocolate and vanilla action together. But if it's vanilla, it has to have like some fudge or something. Like cookies and cream.
They got so many different like blitzers and shakes and all this stuff that it's like, man, what we got up here? I'll get a freaking banana shake and Sierra's like, you're crazy. And I'm like, I like banana.
Yeah, we used to do monster shakes. They're called monster shakes in college. Yeah. It's this place called... oh my God, like Handles, maybe? I think that's the name of it. We would have Monster Shake Monday, and all the linemen, like anyone who's on the weight gain program, we'd have to go to Handles and get a Monster Shake. And they were like 52-ounce just shakes.
Holy shit.
They were like 2,500 calories a piece. Just disgusting, dude. And like, we couldn't breathe after eating
drinking
that.
Like a regular, like large or medium shake, you're like, oh man, that's a lot.
Dude, it felt like it was like a liter of just shake.
Damn, you had to practice the next day too.
Oh, and it was like tradition. It was tradition.
Like
if you're
stomach
on the weight
wise,
program,
damn, holy shit.
It was, and I was on it every year of my freaking college career. So I had so many monster shakes.
And that was every Monday, even during the off season.
Oh yeah, every Monday, Monster Shake Monday.
Holy shit! So you had
by the
like
end of it, there'd be like 208
shakes. So 208. Or no, that's 52 weeks in a year, but you weren't there all year round, right?
Yeah, no, not we didn't do it every single Monday, but it was practically, it felt like every Monday.
Enough. You will probably
way
never have another one of those in your life.
To the point where like the athletic program did a video on us like for Monster Shake Monday because it became such a tradition.
Oh, shit.
It was awful.
Whose idea was like... The linemen make that shake? Like, whose idea was it to freaking make that?
I think someone just went to this place and they're like, what's a monster shake? And then being like the big old fat guys we're like, who wants a monster shake? And then it just like became a thing.
Oh, God.
We're going to Handles to get a monster shake.
How much were they?
They were only like $8. So it's not like.
Damn.
But
that's
we'd roll like 25 deep at this little ice cream shop.
Oh, they made bank.
And they loved us. They're just like, oh, here they are. It's Monday. Come on in. They just started.
You got the football team in at your place, so like it looks good.
Just started pulling mad containers of ice cream out just to start shoveling them in.
All right, this one's set aside for Kent State.
Dude, it was disgusting.
Monster Shake Mondays. Did they when you're on the weight gain program, they track what you eat, or they give you like stuff to eat, or is it more like you just had to log what you ate?
So we didn't have to log anything. They didn't put us on like a meal plan per se, but you got put on the X list. And so every single meal, because we got fed like breakfast, lunch, dinner practically every day, but every meal I had to sit with the strength and conditioning staff, and they had a check mark how many plates I ate, and then if I didn't have enough on my food on my plate, they'd make me get up, like go get more food. And they check mark. I had to eat 2 plates at least, minimum.
Full plates.
For every meal. Before practice, after practice. And luckily, I got a pretty strong stomach, so it didn't like impact me that much. But like going out to practice, I was so full, just like groggy. Before every single lift, I had to eat 2 Snickers bars before every lift. Then after we got done lifting or running or whatever, I had to take 4 scoops of protein.
Jesus.
Into just like a normal blender bottle. I was like drinking pudding.
Yeah,
it was muscle milk too, which like is so sugary and just like you just get the chills like when you're drinking it.
I mean, I guess that's how you gain weight. But like, I mean, it's obviously not all good weight. But they just wanted
it was
you to
a
have
lot
mass.
Of bad weight.
Yeah, they just wanted you to have mass at the end of the day.
It was just sheer protection too, and that's like all I looked at it. I was like, I'm getting my ass kicked. Like I have to gain weight just to have some like. Girth behind me, you know?
Knowing what you know now, would you do something different?
100%. 100%. Like the lifting stuff, I probably would have kept probably the same, like the conditioning, like that. We had a really good like strength staff, even though one guy was like an absolute like psychopath. Like he was still real, he was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Then another guy we had was like he's really big into Olympic lifting, and I follow, he has his own supplement company now. Like he's played at Florida, played at Louisville, and he was like really hard on us, but knew his shit. He got me so strong and so powerful. Then the last guy we had like four strength coaches. I had so many coaches in college. The last guy was a straight power lifter, like just lifting as much weight as you possibly could, and he got us so strong. Like one guy got us so powerful, one guy got us so strong.
It's like a perfect combination.
Yeah. Dude, by the end of my senior year, I was moving weight.
What's the app, if you could go like with a free version or even a paid version for like food tracking?
MyFitnessPal, hands down.
But I know what drives me nuts, and this is probably the laziest thing I could say, but the barcode scanner doesn't work if you have the free version.
Ah, so there's a trick to it.
Is there?
Yes. So if you go in and you change the location within the app to the United Kingdom,
no,
the bar scanner works.
We're going to get sued now, but...
Yeah, no, everybody's now going to know that trick. Yeah, like and if you change your location on it, you get the scanner.
Huh.
So like if I could just go to add food, like now I can scan.
See, I try. That's what I got to try and start tracking mine, just to see kind of where I'm at. I know, that's what, when we were talking about it, because I feel better in the gym. I feel better in general. But the one thing you said, you won't know if you're making any true progress until you see kind of like what you're eating and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Because, like I always tell people to track their macros first before they start trying to do stuff on their own, because it gives you such a better relationship with food. Like when you're scanning stuff and constantly reading nutrition labels, like now you understand portion sizes, you're understanding like what's bad, what's good, what has a lot of, like usually it's the fat that gets people, like, because fat adds up really fast.
Oh yeah. See, that's the thing too, is like since Sierra's tracking and doing all that, it's kind of helped me with my meals at home, especially of like what I'm eating and that kind of stuff. So I feel like that's helping some, but I know we're obviously not going to be the same in what we should be eating.
Well, like the fats will go up quick, but the protein will like feels like it never goes up.
Yeah.
Getting your protein intake is so hard, but that is like the number one thing you should hit.
She's finding these snacks that she's eating. Like she'll be like, fuck, I still have like X amount of grams of protein that I got to get. But she's found snacks that are like high protein, low fat. So that's what she goes to at night to meet her goals.
This little thing I just drank right here, Fairlife chocolate milk, 30 grams of protein.
Damn.
It was like 2 grams of fat. Like,
you don't realize too, when you start looking at protein, like protein supplements that you buy, some of them are really bad,
horrible. Some of them are so bad,
and I feel so bad. Everybody just thinks like protein, nah, it's all the same, and like
they just look at the protein number, like no, you got to look at the other numbers.
When you say like sugar and stuff like that,
sugars, carbs, fats.
Like, I was buying off of somebody.
That's why Muscle Milk was so shitty, because it was so high in fat.
I still drink some Muscle Milks at like from gas stations.
Well, like you'll pull up the big old like on the front cover, like the advertising is like 25 grams of protein, like that's the big number that they display. I mean, really on the back, if you look, it's like, God, I'm putting down 12 grams of fat with this too. Shit. Like, yeah, that ain't good.
The protein I was drinking, I won't call them out or anything, but like I was drinking it, and like that's the big thing, 30 grams of protein. That's like the big thing that you see on the packaging. And I started looking at the facts and the nutrition facts, and I was like, holy shit, this is terrible. Because like one night Sierra said she had to, you know, get X amount of protein, and I was like, well, just drink a shake. And she's like, I can't, because it'll put me way over my fat. And I'm like, what? And I looked and I was like, holy shit.
And that's the same with protein bars too. Like protein bars are that's false advertising as well. You might as well eat a Snickers bar. It's the same thing.
What? That's what's... It's fucking nuts.
Like if you look at a Snickers bar, it's like the exact same macros as some of the like protein bars out there.
I feel like for me, I always look at the protein, and that's low-key it. But I feel like I'm trying to gain weight too, so it would be... Like, is it still bad?
No, it don't matter.
I was about to say...
Okay, it depends. Like, it doesn't matter as much.
I haven't gained... Dude, I haven't gained weight since senior year of, actually, yeah, I was my heaviest like my senior year or like junior year of college.
And you're trying to gain weight?
Yeah, dude.
You gotta eat.
Yeah, I think that's my main issue.
I guarantee if you track your food, you'll be like 80 grams short on protein.
You're probably right.
I promise.
Just track it. Just get to MyFitnessPal and change it to United Kingdom.
Just do it for a week.
All right, I'll download it today.
Just do it for a week. And it's tedious, like weighing stuff out and scanning barcodes, but like it's so worth it. And once you get like comfortable doing it for like a couple of weeks, it's like nothing.
Habit type deal.
And then it's all saved in here and you're just quickly typing in stuff and like saving it.
I'm so used
it.
Now
really
to like when me and Sierra are in the grocery, if she like she'll just walk up to something and scan it just to see like, and it's just like it's easier. She just scans it and she goes, nah, no. And I'm like, oh, well, and you know what? Kind of makes this grocery trip a little easier. We're not just grabbing shit and throwing it in the cart. That's like, makes it a little cheaper.
And you'll be surprised on a lot, like ground beef. It's like, oh, ground beef, tons of protein. Like, yes, tons of protein,
she
but
gets
like
the extra lean.
Yeah, ground you got to be careful. Ground beef too, like very high in fat. Like, and pork is like crazy high in fat,
sucks,
but it's
I
so good. Yeah, it's so good. That's why it's so good, because it's covered in fat. But like, just gotta be careful. There's a lot of things that are sneaky. They'll sneak up on you.
Yeah, the big thing we've been doing is like extra lean ground beef if we want ground beef, or ground chicken and ground turkey are like the things that we do a lot of.
Yeah.
And like I've always
even ground turkey can get up there.
Yeah, she gets like the lean version of that as well. But like I grew up, you know, everything was ground beef, like Sloppy Joe's ground beef,
tacos,
ground beef. Yeah. And I was just like, I don't know how I feel about like going to ground chicken or ground turkey. You do when you add a taco seasoning packet or whatever to it, it tastes the exact same. Like there's a tiny difference, but it's not anything crazy.
Dude, the easiest, like one of the easiest ways to get protein in is with like bone broth. So if you put like, I don't know, like a couple chicken breasts in like a crock pot and fill it up with bone broth, like up till like the chicken's covered, and just set it there overnight, wake up. Like the bone broth has a ton of protein in it. Plus all the chicken has a ton of protein. Like you just like packed in like probably 50 grams of protein like that.
Damn.
Have you ever listened to Gary Brecka?
Sometimes, yeah.
Dude.
He can get a little conspiracy feeling for me sometimes.
Yeah. But I do like, so I just listened to, he was on one that got released today. I listened to his episode.
I'm saying like I know more than Gary Brecka.
And we just sat here and talked a bunch of conspiracy theories. Yeah. But I was listening, and I will say like today, because I think he's been getting a lot of slack for that kind of stuff. And today he was like, honestly, like, I don't know if this is true. And so I think he's trying to like cover his tracks a little bit on it. So I don't know. But dude, the one when he was on Rogan opened my eyes to a lot of things. Do you drink tap water?
Yes. Oh, that freaks me out.
Don't. Get a Brita.
With all the fluoride?
Yeah, get a Brita. Do you drink tap water?
We have a Brita.
Okay.
Damn, I need to get a Brita.
Get a Brita.
I've been thinking about that for a while
did
now.
Did you notice a different taste in that water? Like a clear
yeah, that,
taste?
Yeah, that was good. It was nice and cold, Brita. Though.
That was the
you
Brita.
You don't like cold water?
I do like cold water.
Oh, okay.
So get a you
like
get
it
a
was cold without the ice.
Oh,
throws me off.
We keep our Brita. Yeah, I mean, it's in the fridge. But what's nice is you literally just like fill it up, like fill up the top, and it filters through.
Mm-hmm.
And gets, and obviously it doesn't get everything, but it gets a lot of
enough,
the,
yeah.
a lot of the stuff out. And it tastes like, when I poured, like we first got it, I like, you know, let it fill up and then poured a glass. And I was like, holy crap. Like this tastes completely different than like, I grew up drinking tap. I grew up drinking out of the damn hose. So like, fucking dude, we'd be outside playing football and it's like, hold on, I need a water break. Go over to
the
hose
time.
And turn that
I mean,
on.
Shit, just think about what we had.
Has
like,
a little like metallic taste.
High school football, the water, the horse, bro, the trough, bro. Like what the hell, dude?
I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Bro.
The little stream.
Oh my god!
Straight from the hose.
And yeah. you'd be like, "Dude, don't put your mouth on it. Yeah. What the fuck are you doing?"
Dude, it did not produce
you'd
enough
have
water.
To cover, you'd have to yeah. cover up a couple holes so you'll get yeah. wet.
You'd always walk up and cover up the ones beside you.
Yeah, man.
Holy shit! I forgot about that. For the people that don't know what we're talking about, when we were in high school, we had. It was literally what two? Like it was almost like a sawhorse.
Yeah.
Built,
yeah.
And they had PVC pipe on it. And
like
a hose
drilled
connected
holes
to it.
In
just
it.
Drilled holes in it and just turned the hose. You always had to walk over and turn the hose on. First one over always had to turn the hose on. And then like it would always like you spray out real fast.
Like an 1800s like hose too. It's yeah. when you pull like
yeah. And water breaks were never long. You had to get in and get out too.
That's why I always brought my milk jug. But the problem is when you bring a water bottle, now they're better today, like it's staying cold, but like you brought something, it always got hot. And you didn't want to drink the hot water because it didn't do anything for you.
And it was like the water horse was like inconveniently far.
Yeah, like, you had to jog to it damn near, bro.
And they put it at the bottom,
of the hill.
Like, why not put it up on the top of the hill? Like, extend that hose out, make the freshman run down and turn it on.
That's what was sick about college, is having, like, water available trainers, at your practice. Yeah, for real, bro.
You just ran off and the trainers were right there.
Right, bro.
Thank you.
Like, you could just open your mouth.
Yeah, quality of life there.
I didn't have that luxury.
They just poured it for you.
I had that a few times, actually. Like, when I had it during the game is when they'd pour it in your mouth for you. Like, you'd be sitting there. I remember, like, starting to take my helmet off one time, and somebody's like, no. And I was like, fuck, all right. You feel weird because you're like, hot, all right. All
okay, good, good, good. Or they miss a little bit. Yeah.
To the face. God damn it. Now I'm all slimy. Shit. We want to close this one out?
Water.
That's how we're closing it out, is with water.
What an adult conversation that was.
It really was. I mean, think about Fiji water, though, before we close it out. Like, Fiji water, I've always thought that tastes different than, like, regular water you get from, like, Dasani or something.
Yeah,
like,
but the minerals problem is it's in a freaking water bottle, and there's all these things with the bottles, the plastic bottles.
Fair. No, I'm not saying I would pick Fiji water over Brita water. I'm just saying, yeah. Like, that's when I started realizing water taste. Like, there's water that's different, bro.
My brother drinks the Body Armor water.
I haven't seen that.
Interesting.
He said it's really good. I forget what my boss got the other day that said that was really good, and I've had it before, but
alkaline water? Because I've heard a lot about alkaline water is good for you.
I can't remember what it was. Have like you listened to Gary
water
Brecka?
And stuff.
Go listen to Gary Brecka Rogan episode. Opens your eyes to a lot of things that you really like. Have you also seen the thing with toothpaste?
Well, it has like fluoride in it.
Well, a lot of things have fluoride in it anymore. It's, which is weird, but like with toothpaste, you know, there's different colors on the toothpaste. The little, you know, the little square on the like tail end where it's like crimped.
Mm-hmm.
You know how there's like a red square, blue square, or whatever.
Yeah,
it means different things. It involves like the chemicals that are in it.
What?
I don't know exactly what it is, but I know like green's like organic, per se, and like. You know, I forget what color is like the worst, but like there's all those colors mean a different thing of like what it's made with.
What?
Weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Dude, I just literally go to the store, like, grab toothpaste. I'm like, it's cheap. Looks good. You
know, like, white ink. All right. Yeah. Sure.
Like ever since I've started like,
no cavity,
like,
sound
actually
good.
Caring about this stuff, it's like I start looking at things and like I see these videos that pop up on Instagram and like then I always have to go down the rabbit hole and I'm like, well, is this true? And I start looking it up and I find things on it and I'm like, eh, no, this isn't true. Yeah. And then you like find 20 things and you're like, fuck, I'm gonna kill myself. But it's like also I kind of look at some of the stuff and I'm like, is this why people have cancer?
Right. You just don't know.
Dude, like
everything causes it.
Yeah. But like, the air we breathe.
Somebody said to me one time
something
too,
it causes cancer.
I think everybody has cancer. It's just how extreme is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, just think about the shit you breathe in every day with...
Well,
I mean,
a deformed cell is technically
cancer. Right?
It's just ones that multiply rapidly are the bad ones. That's the bad cancer. Because that's how cancer spreads, just multiplies like deformed or that deformity.
That's what the whole chemo does is it like stops it. Doesn't it? And like tries to like eliminate those.
Yeah, it tries to reduce the amount of those.
And it's something with like blood cells too. Is it white blood cells or?
Yeah,
white blood cells. Because Sierra's dad, he had cancer and he's in remission right now, knock on wood, thank God. But he had a white blood cell transplant. Like they pulled his white blood cells out of his body and like replaced them. It was like $1 million surgery.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Is that what fights things in your... Okay.
Yeah. So. Like red blood cells transfer, white blood cells like fight off.
It's the knights in shining armor.
Yeah. So you need those.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are important. If you have a low white blood cell count, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
low red blood cell. I'm pretty sure it was also.
Y'all know what blood type you are?
I'm O positive.
Is that rare or is that O negative?
O negative can work with A and B
on everything. Like work
yeah,
with everything.
So okay. It can work with everything. But O positive can only have O positive. Same with like A positive.
Okay.
So I know I can't do everything, but I don't know
what blood type I am.
I don't know either.
Is it on your birth certificate?
I think so. Because I remember I asked my mom one time, and she's like, I got four of you motherfuckers. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. I've only gotten blood drawn one time, but they didn't tell me what blood type it was. Or maybe they didn't.
That's all I found out. I got my blood taken one time. That's all it took for me to never want to do that again.
You guys never done the plasma?
As bad as that sounds.
Or plasma or whatever?
Yeah, that's what they did to me. They did the plasma shit. They're like, oh, you're big. You could take the plasma too, and fucking passed out. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Were you doing it like...
It's like at school, like in high school, there's like a blood drive.
Okay, yeah.
And they give you, a cookie and fucking orange juice yeah. after or something?
Well, people kept... They're like, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, why do you guys keep asking me that? They're like, you're green. I'm like... Like I feel fine, and then as soon as they got done, I was like, oh my god! They like laid me back. I was out.
Holy shit!
I was like, yeah,
I know a lot.
What they had you do like a double?
Yeah, it was like a double because they took like I don't know what they did to me, man. They just took all my blood.
I know a lot of people just did that just to get out of class, but yeah, it always fell on like because it was in the winter usually, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
In the winter. But I feel like it always fell on like a game day, and I was like, "That is a terrible idea."
Yeah, not
gonna it was during winter because I remember like, I mean, I don't like needles, bro. So I never did that shit. I was like, "Yeah, I'm cool on that." But there's like dudes who did it who wrestled, and they'd come in, and like everyone was like, "Why'd you do that?" Because they're literally like gassed. Yeah. Like it's like, oh my god, dude. I mean, hey, you'd make weight today if we weighed in though.
a couple ounces.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck. I know people in college that went and did the plasma thing or whatever. Plasma.
For money, yeah. They pay you pretty well.
They went and did it just to make a little bit of money. I was like, Jesus.
You can do it like twice a week or something, too?
I think so, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, you can make pretty good money.
I'm not going to prick them anytime.
Meanwhile, like back like 20 years ago, they were fucking going to sperm banks and just donating their sperm.
Who?
That's what they used to do back then.
They'd sell it.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
I think they still exist.
Or they would pay you. They wouldn't like sell their sperm like black market shit. But like,
for guys that are infertile, like they like or girls that you know aren't married or whatever, if they want to have a kid, they go to a sperm bank and get artificially inseminated.
I didn't know they paid you for that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
But then you might find out years down the line that you have a fucking kid you had no idea about.
Yeah, I think it's all confidential, probably though, right?
Yeah.
But like. And that's the thing is like you're not responsible for the kid. Like it's you don't have to like you, they couldn't sue you for child
That'd
support.
That'd be some shit, dude. It's like, yeah, I was trying to make a couple bucks in college. Now I gotta pay for this fucking
23 and me. Find out who pops is.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah, actually that probably makes it not confidential then. If you did an ancestry test, like it would have to show that, right?
I mean, yeah, it'd eventually show up.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Damn.
Dude, those ancestry tests are weird. I've heard some stories of some really crazy things.
Well, go ahead. I was about to say some crazy shit, dude.
I've heard a story of like this one dude, he found out he was actually adopted and had no idea. He was like 30 years old.
Wow.
He did the ancestry thing, found out he was adopted and had like
his parents never told him.
He had like two brothers and a sister and he went to his parents and they were like, yeah, we were never going to tell you. And like he had a falling out with his adopted parents because he's like, what the
fuck? Why did you adopt
me? 30 fucking years old. Like what? Like I feel like there's a time. Like I know he was the only kid, and he's like, I feel like there was a time. Like I have sisters and brothers. Like I want to meet them.
Hmm.
And all this shit. And there's also been like other ones that are like swinger families. It's like some things get weird.
I saw it was like a Netflix documentary of a dude who used to work at like one of those. I think it was like a sperm bank or something. But he was like impregnating everybody with his shit, mm-hmm. like his sperm. And he had like hundreds and hundreds of
kids.
Imagine
if that was like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh god.
And it was like in a small town and I don't know where, but they started figuring out because like a lot of those kids like stayed in that town and they all started figuring out that like they were like dating and find out they were like related and shit like that.
Oh, that could have been bad.
Yeah. I forget what it was called, but it's insane, dude. It was like, I mean, he got in a lot of trouble for it, obviously. Yeah. But
that's how Roll Tide Willie came along.
Oh, shit. All right, that's a good place to end. That's it for Roughnecks Roundtable number 2. We'll be back with another episode. An interesting one. We'll have to come up with some better we had a good episode, but we'll have to top this one for the next one. But if you guys ever have any topic ideas for Roughnecks Roundtables, as you can see, we will talk about everything. This episode literally went all over the place, from aliens to sports to freaking sperm banks.
To electric bills.
Electric bills. Forgot about that part. Gardening. So if you guys ever have a topic idea, just let us know. But until next time, you guys know the deal. Life is hard and it's going to knock you down just like a bull does to a bull rider. Don't let that bull of life walk all over you. Get up, grab the bull by the horns, and take control of your life. Roughnecks out.